DP Jim Wells is known for being strongly anti-abortion. So will his appointment as the health minister affect how Stormont deals with the subject? As we know, a consultation on abortion legislation is about to be launched by the Justice Minister, David Ford. It'll look at changing the law in cases of fetal abnormality and rape. Jim Wells, back in 2012, made controversial comments on The Nolan Show about abortion. Linda McCauley was presenting the programme that day. Jim was asked by Linda about pregnancies caused by rape or incest.
Yeah, Linda, I have to say that is a tragic and difficult situation. But should the ultimate victim of that terrible act, which is the unborn child, should he or she also be punished for what has happened by having their life terminated? No, there are
So it's okay for someone who has a woman who's been raped to have to travel for an abortion to another country to cross the water?
That is a dreadfully difficult situation, and the woman concerned has to be given the full support of society.
But not in Northern Ireland, no support here.
In Northern Ireland, Linda, there are hundreds of married couples who would love to adopt children, a baby, and who could give support in that situation. So a termination of the pregnancy shouldn't be the first option in that situation. The child should be allowed to be born, and if the mother, for very good reasons, believes that she doesn't want to keep the child, well, then there are parents throughout Northern Ireland who would love the opportunity to adopt that child.
So she should go through 9 months of pregnancy, having been raped, give birth to that baby, and then hand it over to someone else. That's quite acceptable.
And Linda, that is a terribly difficult...
But is that acceptable to you?
But the other option...
But is that acceptable to you?
The other option, Linda...
But is that acceptable to... But is that acceptable...
Linda... The other option is that you kill the child who's a totally innocent victim in this terrible set of circumstances. And I believe that a woman in that circumstances should be given the option of having the child and either keeping the child or more likely to have the child adopted.
So it is acceptable to you that a woman should go through that 9 months, go through a birth?
Yes. I believe that the option of killing the unborn child is one that should not be considered in that situation.
Well, he also said the law here is not strict enough.
I personally, and this is a personal opinion, believe that the law should be more restrictive. But the reality is, all the evidence shows that if you tamper with the present legislation in Northern Ireland, which is the 1861 Offences Against the Person Act, that you run the risk of opening the floodgates, as we did in GB in 67, to abortion on demand. The situation in Northern Ireland is hazy. The legislation is unclear.
Well, you make it clear. What would you like to have? What would you personally like to see?
No, I am not advocating that we touch the law, because even though it is unclear, it has protected the lives of thousands of unborn children in Northern Ireland. Indeed, statisticians have indicated that there would have been 91,000 abortions in Northern Ireland since 1967 had we had that act here as part of the UK. And that means that 6,000 people who are listening to this show, listening to The Nolan Show, would not be alive today if we'd had abortion on demand in Northern Ireland.
Well, now, this is continuing to be picked up by some news outlets all of these months later, obviously in the context of Jim Wells now being the new health minister in Northern Ireland. Kate Smith-Waite with us this morning. Morning to you, Kate.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance. Good morning to you, Peter.
Morning, Stephen.
Well, so let me just read to you, for example, Kate, a Cosmo article. As part of the DUP reshuffle, Jim Wells has been appointed Northern Ireland's new health minister, despite being quoted on record that he believes women who get pregnant as a result of rape should not be offered a termination.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? I didn't like the last guy very much. I won't lie to you, Stephen, as well you know. I felt that that Poots was terribly out of date and out of touch with women's lives and out of touch with the realities of the 21st century. And they've managed to find somebody even more stuck in the Stone Age. It's absolutely terrifying. The reality is that the majority of the population in Northern Ireland feel that the current abortion law is too restrictive and that it should be relaxed, and especially around cases like rape and incest. Now, in fact, a lot of people feel that it should be relaxed even further and perhaps should fall in line with the law as it exists in England, Scotland and Wales and so on and so forth. But certainly the vast majority of people in Northern Ireland want a more relaxed and liberal abortion law.
Well, where are you getting that from?
I mean, there's been dozens of studies, but I mean, you can just Google that. That's not a contentious statement in any way. That's just something that has been reported.
Highly contentious.
And anyway.
Well, I'd love to see these studies, and I would point out to you that the elected parties here have a different view.
But that's my point, is that it's a real shame, and this is so often the case, unfortunately, is that, you know, politicians don't seek to find out what the public wants. They seek to stick to an ideology that is often not based on public opinion, but based on, and sadly, this is a real issue in Northern Ireland, where so much politics comes down to religion rather than coming down to what do people actually want, what's best for the population.
When this comes down to it, Peter, Jim Wells is saying, although rape is a tragic and difficult situation, he's saying this: should the ultimate victim, the unborn child, as he describes it, should he or she be punished for what has happened by having their life terminated? No, he says.
Yes, so I'd just like to say, I mean, we had a good relationship with Edmund Putz, and we congratulate Jim Wells on his appointment. He knew this was coming, so when he made these statements, everybody had said there was a good chance he was becoming health minister. So I'm a little disturbed by Kate's opening comments to have somebody, certainly with an English accent, saying that people in Northern Ireland are in the Stone Age, that we're backwards.
No, I haven't said any of that. No, that's
a government minister.
How dare you misquote me? How very, very rude.
Sorry,
if you're going to quote what I've said, say what I've said is that Jim Wells is in the Stone Age. People in Northern Ireland, as I've said, have a much more enlightened view. This is a straightforward fact. And yes, I have an English accent. And Stephen's research has called me up and asked me to come on the show. I didn't ask to be the person who talks about Northern Ireland. I've been on Stephen's show loads of times before.
Okay.
And here's the thing. No, I will finish this sentence. Here's the thing. How dare you tell me? My accent precludes me from talking about what women should or shouldn't do with their ovaries. Where are your ovaries? Get your ovaries out and show them to us on the radio, because I don't think you've got any. So I think you have absolutely no right to decide what should happen to anybody else's womb and uterus and female body.
Peter, go ahead.
We have somebody now shouting at me who now denies that they said that one of the members in Northern Ireland and our government minister is living in the Stone Age, which is exactly what...
I did say that. I said that quite clearly.
Okay, we've clarified that. Go ahead, Peter.
I can't even finish a single sentence.
Well, if you're going to lie, I'm going to interrupt you.
Carry on.
I'm trying to continue, Stephen. So then we have the notion that half the population has no right to even speak on this issue, the notion that simply because you're male, you can't even speak, despite the fact that half the babies here being aborted are male. This is contentious because Kate referred to studies, didn't name any of them, because actually the majority of the people in Northern Ireland don't want to see a change in the laws in abortion. And both the main parties, as you know, Stephen, the DUP and Sinn Féin, are both opposed to any extension of the abortion laws in Northern Ireland. And Sinn Féin are not arguing that on religious reasons.
Let's talk about the example that was quoted, Peter. In a case where someone is raped, they should be forced to carry that child, should they?
Well, so I will answer, and let me put it in context, though, that the Justice Minister is looking to examine that. So it's not a decision for the Health Minister. So it's not actually a decision for Jim Wells. It's David Ford's department. And we have responded to the consultation to say that 80+% of women who are raped choose to carry the baby in that situation, and that we don't think there should be any exception to the law that allows you to kill an unborn child.
How can you say what women choose to do when the law forces them to do that? I mean, they don't really have a choice, do they, in Northern Ireland? That's very much the point. And what is fascinating is that you say this is not a religious decision, that it's not a religious decision. So why is somebody from the Evangelical Alliance talking about it? Are you denying that your organisation is a religious one when it's one of the most fundamentalist and bigoted religious organisations on the...
Well, obviously, Peter, you would deny that.
Yes, so Stephen, if somebody who again is calling me fundamentalist and bigoted without knowing a lot about it, I said...
Really? So you're
Hold on, Kate. We've got to let him finish the sentence.
Sinn Féin are not arguing against abortion on religious grounds. That's what I said. And that, so the two main parties...
But they're not using that word.
I think, Kate, we've got to let him finish a sentence.
So the two main parties, the DUP, are making a religious argument at points, but Sinn Féin are not, because I've spoken to them about it, and they are also opposed to an extension of the laws around abortion in general in Northern Ireland. So not everybody is doing it for religious reasons. Some people are, and that's not a problem either. I have no problem saying that my religious beliefs influence my views on abortion, and that's perfectly fine and a really good thing in a civilized society that we're allowed to do that and articulate that in the public square. What we don't want is people coming on and saying, just because you're male, You can't have a view just because you're from Northern Ireland, just because you're religious, you must be from the Stone Age. The people here are backwards. That is very unhelpful. We need to have a sophisticated debate. And we have.
So what do you see? What do you see a woman doing who does not want to carry the child of her rapist?
Stephen, there are less than 1% of all cases of abortion that relate to either fatal fetal abnormality or rape. Two things.
Be it whether it's 1% or 50%, if you are one of those people, it's real for you and it doesn't matter what the percentage is. What do you do if you're that person?
First, I'd like to acknowledge that it is, the piece that I do acknowledge with Kate is difficult and different for me because I am male and I can't immediately empathise. But I have spoken to people that have been in those kind of situations and the majority of people do choose to carry it through. And while that is difficult, the other option is more difficult and that involves killing an unborn child. And that is not something that we wish to see in Northern Ireland.
Here's Rennie this morning, 0845 955 678. Go ahead, Rennie.
Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking, that woman, I didn't quite catch her name.
Kate Smurthwaite.
Yeah, well, Kate. If her mother had have aborted her, where would she be today? She wouldn't
Well, simply wouldn't be here, and by the same token...
No, you wouldn't. If your mother had have aborted you, you wouldn't have been there.
But by the same token, if you didn't make this telephone call...
I have a leaflet on abortion, and that child, the fetus that has been conceived, is a living, breathing child. And if that child is taken away, and in the horrendous ways that it is taken away, its brain is crushed to bits.
The vast majority of abortions are carried out medically with tablets.
And it's thrown in
a
socket.
Propaganda and a lie.
No, it's not propaganda. It's the truth. How other way do you destroy a child?
How are abortions conducted? I will tell you how abortions are conducted. The vast majority of abortions are conducted with tablets. You
take don't care.
Two sets
the
of
child
tablets.
Is still killed. And I don't
the second
care what
one.
Anyone says.
Well, that doesn't even mean anything because you're talking about a fetus
child.
That doesn't have a heartbeat
let her
most
go to the
time.
Mainland. Let her have her abortion. But let me tell you, anyone who destroys a life, a breathing life.
How do you breathe in the womb?
Killer,
the air get into the womb. I'm sorry.
Madam.
The medical facts of what you're saying are hilarious.
Killer. And I'm sorry. That's my opinion. I've read
Your
about...
Your opinion is that a fetus breathes in the womb.
It's dissolved.
Where does the air get into the womb?
What?
You said that the fetus is a living, breathing human. How does a fetus breathe in the womb? Where does the air go into the womb?
If it breathes in, if it comes out of the womb. If it's not breathing when it's in the womb, how can it breathe when it comes out of it?
Well, after a baby is born, it starts breathing, doesn't it?
You're breathing, aren't you? Well, if you had been in the womb, whatever age you are now, you'd have still been breathing because you were born, weren't you? For goodness sake,
I wasn't. When I was a small cluster of cells of a few weeks old, I definitely wasn't breathing.
Here's Patrick now. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Stephen. My point is this, and I've thought about it quite a bit. When a woman miscarries, she loses her baby. And when a woman wishes a termination, she gets rid of a fetus. Now, would somebody mind explaining to me the difference?
Okay, Patrick, thank you. Robin, morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Go ahead. We're heading towards the news. We've run out of time this morning. Go ahead, Robin.
Okay. Well, I think that's actually time our politicians woke up and started looking at the real world. I don't agree with abortion on tap, but in a lot of occasions it is justified. And to say it isn't, as their caller said, is living in the Stone Age.
Okay, Robin, thank you very much. Kate Smurthwaite, Peter Lynas, thank you. The news comes next at 10 o'clock.